Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show.
Hey everybody, we are here at the World Credit Union Conference in beautiful Vancouver, British Columbia. Oh my gosh, what a time. We're kind of in the home stretch, aren't we? Aren't we, guys?
So, we are.
Last day we here. Are. So, but let's do some introductions, shall we? Right next to me is Karen Miner, right? Did I get it, the pronunciation right? I've had some trouble pronouncing people's names, but I think Karen Miner will get it right here. You are the Managing Director, International Center for Cooperative Management. And there's more. Sobey School of Business at St. Mary's University as well. Congratulations on all of that.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And then right over here, we have Mr. Mike Reuter from the Worldwide Foundation for Credit Unions as well. How are you, Mike?
Doing well, Mike.
Good.
We are in the home stretch.
Indeed, and it's good to have that. And the sun came out today after a couple of days of rain, so it's a great way to end the show. So, but how's it going for you guys? Karen, I'll start with you. How's it? I know you've been busy here, walking around, networking, and doing sessions and things like that. How's your conference been so far?
No, it's been great.
Yeah.
I love Vancouver. I used to live on this coast.
Oh, you did?
Yes, so it's nice to come back and see bigger mountains. It's been a busy couple weeks because we ran an education program for the full week before. So
okay.
We were exhausted when this started. But
oh, my gosh, yeah. So you're kind of on fumes right now.
Yeah.
But, yeah, 2 weeks of fun. Mike, how about you? I mean, I've been seeing you getting your steps in, going back and forth.
Yeah.
And how's it been for you?
Good. We just concluded a three-day session for our Global Bridges users to have an intimate Q&A with each of the three keynoters from throughout the conference.
Okay.
So that was a nice new wrinkle that we offer our donors, and then we have the celebration of Light Cruise tonight to wrap up the conference. And we had a great DE social last night with Karen, the Canada DE program, and representatives from the other six DE programs from around the world.
So that's kind of what we're talking about right here, is kind of the global DE program, right? So you guys want to share with me, and then the is it the ICUD designation,
yeah.
And the Canada DE program as well. So, Karen, go first on the Canada DE program. How's that program? Because I know in the States the DE program is like off the charts popular,
uh-huh.
and everyone brags about their class is the best and all that. So it's a lot of fun actually. So
yes.
How is it in Canada?
Well, and I suspect a lot of people listening don't actually know what we're talking about.
Oh no, they all
DE.
Do.
They
oh, yeah.
all do.
Oh yes, this is the credit union audience.
Oh yeah. Oh,
however,
yeah. They're all DEs.
They're all DEs. That would make it easy, but DE. Development education as a program framework is an important component on a pathway of learning, I think, for many people. All leaders probably in the credit union movement should do it, and many haven't. But it started so long ago in the U.S. So the U.S. is on fire because it's been doing it for 40 years.
Yeah.
Canada's the newest kid on the block. We only launched our program in 2017.
Okay.
Then there's this pesky pandemic in the middle.
Yeah,
so
that thing.
We've done it six times in total. And the last time we did it was here for the first time in Western Canada, in Vancouver. Because normally we host this immersive, intensive leadership program at St. Mary's University in Nova Scotia.
Okay.
And because of the World Credit Union Conference, we said we're going to do more than is humanly possible and run a program like that the week before so that people that come for Canada DE can carry on to this conference and onto an international designation if they're at that point in the process. So I'm not sure what else you want me to say about Canada DE, because you said everyone knows what DE is, which I don't fully believe. However,
you'll be surprised.
No.
Surprised.
Well, I guess perhaps it's the Canadian perspective. It being new in Canada means you could count fewer Canadians on one hand that had ever done a DE program before the Canadian program launched, or about one hand, maybe slightly into the other.
Well, let's help spread a little bit of awareness for you guys. Let's get that popularity rising.
But it takes time.
Sure.
I mean, in the U.S., when it was launched in the early 80s, it was the same situation.
Yeah.
We're like 40 years behind and starting and building and doing a fabulous job, I think.
I would say. Yeah.
Yeah?
I mean, I just graduated from the Canada DE program, a proud alumni now.
Canada DE, really?
Yep, was in Halifax in early June on St. Mary's campus where Karen
works. Okay, well, provide us with a kind of a user's perspective of the DE program.
You know what
in
I love?
Canada.
Yeah, what I love. What really stood out for me as a participant is the Canada DE really delved into, of course, credit unions and cooperative principles, but they broadened a greater understanding of cooperatives in general. They talked a lot about the global cooperative structure and sector, worker cooperatives, agricultural cooperatives, and how those different cooperative structures play in collaboration, hopefully, with the financial cooperative mm-hmm, sector mm-hmm. that most of us live in.
Right.
We also went into the community of Halifax to really engage with a lot of those cooperative organizations. Mm-hmm. Glitter Bean was one, a coffee shop, a theater was another. And so it was just, I think Karen and the other Canada mentors did an amazing job of weaving the intentionality of what cooperatives are,
yeah.
the actual case studies. We didn't just sit in a classroom at a university all
right,
week.
Right.
We actually went out into the Halifax community and saw it firsthand.
Okay. Good
maybe
deal. Yeah, share with me.
Well,
yeah.
I would just add that what's unique about the Canadian program, you introduced me as being with the International Center for Cooperative Management.
Yeah.
So that is a mm-hmm. unique center embedded within St. Mary's University that exists for the global cooperative movement, including financial cooperatives mm-hmm. / credit unions.
Right.
And so what we're about all the time is all types of co-ops in all sectors of the economy and society all over the world. So we're an international center that is serendipitously located in Canada.
Okay.
So the Canada DE program itself is a little different than a lot of what we do.
Do you, okay, well, having said that, do you get folks from like Europe or other countries or continents coming into the Canada DE program, or is it just for Canadians
well,
only, which will lead us to the global DE?
True.
Yes, well, right. And I think that's the other unique part. So part of the reason the content is a little bit different is because we are all about building better management and governance within all types of co-ops mm-hmm. around the world. And mm-hmm. we take that really seriously
okay.
because of our unique enterprise model.
Yeah, yeah.
And we're in a business school, so we come at it from that perspective. So some of those layers make their way into Canada DE. But because we're the new kid on the block, and if we had started and relied on 100% Canada-only class,
mm-hmm.
I think the class would be quite small.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And because to start a program like this, there is no playbook, really. You need to rely on other partners,
mm-hmm.
which, given there's now 7 programs, counting us, it was the reliance on how to partner with some of these other DE programs,
mm-hmm.
in particular for us, Carib DE, so mm-hmm. the Caribbean program at the beginning,
oh,
and starting
okay.
to build relationships with the U.S. program, and we
okay.
already had relationships with Akoska and George Mbado
yeah.
in Africa,
right.
so it was starting to weave some of these threads together. That was our start in terms of the parts of this network of now 7 programs, but because of that, the only way we knew we could be successful is if those programs were actively participating in ours, and we're an international center, so we just default to wanting international groups.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So my goal with our classes is to try to get them to be majority Canadian.
Yeah, right.
But it is, we just had a class here, including the mentors and facilitators, of 41 people from 14 countries. So that's more typical of the Canada
good, yeah.
DE program,
yeah,
is
yeah.
that is actually bringing in quite a few international
right.
folks to understand the Canadian reality and also to share and challenge those Canadians to get outside their own Canadian
right.
box.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, because I mean, you, I was actually going to ask you, like, do you compare notes with other DE programs, like the Foundation's DE program? You know, and it's like, oh, maybe we should implement that into our program, or vice versa. Maybe they should go, oh, that's a pretty cool thing. Maybe we should implement it in our program.
Yeah,
so,
exactly.
Do you guys compare notes? Or
I mean, that's okay. a big part of our
yeah.
approach.
Hence the cooperativeness
yeah.
of it all.
Right.
I did the DE program in Africa in 2019.
Oh, my gosh.
As a participant, I always say there were 48 participants, 47 of them were from Africa.
Yeah.
And me. So it was about understanding and experiencing. I've been to the Caribbean program, and others on my team, we are actively trying to see how can we go and participate in or mentor in some
okay.
of the other programs
right.
to do exactly what you're saying,
right.
is
right.
to know how we're similar, because there's core tenets of
sure.
these, but we need to know what are those,
mm-hmm.
and how are, because
mm-hmm.
all of our programs are evolving and changing,
yeah.
and then how are we different,
right.
so that we can also be trying to entice others from other DE networks to come and experience other programs and not just think it's the same thing in a
right.
different country.
That's a great
because
idea.
Because it
yeah.
actually
right.
isn't the same,
yeah.
has similarities. You're part of the global DE network,
mm-hmm.
but there's value to going and picking up experiences of the other programs.
The more of it, the better, my gosh. Yeah. So, Mike, let's segue to the global DE program. This is, I think it's a great...
I mean, similar to the World Council, similar to the Worldwide Foundation, I think the vision of global DE was that there's this apex group with the Worldwide Foundation kind of playing a role of a convener, of administrator of the ICUDE designation. So when individuals in the respective programs that Karen mentioned get their home country DE, they have then their own personal professional choice to go on and get their international CUDE. And when that happens, there are four distinct criteria that they have to achieve before they can apply to become their ICUDE. So the whole journey of what it means to become ICUDE is administered by the Global DE Consortium or Network, which is the Worldwide Foundation for Credit Unions, obviously as part of the World Council family, in partnership with the seven DE programs that Karen was talking about. So we have quarterly or every other month meetings where we talk through our timeline. There's a whole application window and process, and then usually that aligns with the World Credit Union Conference every year, where we recognize, celebrate. Last night we had our DE Global Social, the first formal gathering of DEs at the World Credit Union Conference, where we bestowed the ICUDE certificate officially, designation officially, to the 19 IQs that were here in attendance at the conference. So it's very much, and the foundation is proud and honored to be, had been selected and encouraged to kind of be the independent facilitator of that, because we don't have our own DE program, right? So many of the conversations Karen and I had was like, you know, Worldwide Foundation, World Council seems to be the ideal partner to be helping to facilitate and vet the applications that Karen gets from Canada DEs that want to become IQs. You know, Toby Weingart from the National Credit Union Foundation administers the U.S. program.
Right, right.
She, you know, she's the one that takes inquiries from the U.S. DEs who then want to become IQs, and then once she approves the applications, she sends them on to me.
Okay.
So that's kind of the process and how Global DE came to be formally.
Gotcha, gotcha. And Karen, I'm going to go back to your original thought. It's like, hey, maybe not many people know about the DE program, so I'm going to ask you, like, somebody who may have heard about this for the first time or the second or third time and not know too much about it, but what's the why? Why should somebody go through this program, whether it's in the States, in Canada, international, Caribbean? Why should somebody go through this program?
Well, there's many whys. I'm not sure I've like formulated them all clearly for this moment, but one of the whys is network building.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, for me, a big motivation for the work I do is just the power in building relationships.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a way where you really do what we've talked a lot about, I think, in these last few days, like human connection and real, authentic relationships, spending time with people in a way that isn't your typical when you go and do training programs. Mm-hmm. So that's a key output of this, in both whoever's in your class, which we call the best class ever, when you're in a class, but then going beyond. So part of the benefit of the global DE network is as soon as you've done your DE, you're part of this amazing global network, so take advantage of it.
Yeah, yeah.
Also the knowledge piece. Everyone has things to learn. We in particular think in our way of doing Canada DE, though, the way we're bringing these other knowledge pieces that aren't then part of other DE programs. So if they have done it, say, in the US or in the Caribbean or in Africa or the EU or Asia or the Philippines, then by going and doing another program or your own home program, you're learning things you don't know.
Right.
So you're going to challenge yourself to think about how your credit union or financial cooperative can improve. Because I guess a lot of my work is with many organizations everywhere, and it is difficult to be the kind of organization that we're called to be, that our model expects of us, when we think of the mindset it requires, the values that we're supposed to uphold, the purposes we're supposed to drive towards, and we can easily start to drift from that because of the competitive forces, the technology challenges, all these other things, and so training ourselves to think through the filter of the model we're part of. So those are, the network and the knowledge is always top of mind for me in terms of the why.
Yeah.
And there's probably some others, but those
are some at least
of my
a dozen
key
others,
sales
I know.
Points, selling points, because there's no one that leaves it thinking it wasn't worth the time they spent doing it, right?
It's all upside, for sure.
But trust the process.
Trust the process. I think to just reinforce what Karen was saying.
Especially on international. level as well, you know. So
right, I mean,
we can talk domestic.
I think all
along.
DEs that are listening in can resonate with the onion, right? Most of us in our day to days, we're in the center of the onion. We're thinking about members' needs. We're serving members' needs, but rarely, other than, you know, touch points like the World Credit Union Conference, do we have the opportunity to remember and recall that we're part of a greater network, mm-hmm. and a greater system. And I think ICUDE reinforces that international piece so strongly.
Yeah.
And then all these linkages are made, the networks are strengthened, relationships are built, and I think that's a big part of it. I think the other piece is, you know, you go through the U.S. program and the Canadian program as a Canadian or what have you, you think you've got it all figured out in terms of how credit unions operate within mm-hmm. your home country structure, and to go out and to be uncomfortable, to see things differently, mm-hmm. I think is helps someone grow
both
their professional development and
ever.
Also their different views of the world.
Yeah.
And how credit unions can change the world in different ways in different mm-hmm. places.
Stepping out of your comfort zone is the best thing for you, yeah. especially in kind of this scenario as well. Because when you're yeah. dealing with stuff that you don't, especially international stuff, I mean, look, I'm thinking about me personally. I don't know, well, honestly, I don't know anything about it, but I know very little about it. But if I took something like this, it would just be such a mind expander. And
right.
so, and I think another thing would be, it's a great career builder as well. What
right.
a great thing to
right.
put on your resume,
right.
or especially if you're going to stay within the industry, or
yes.
even go outside the industry. I
right.
mean, that, like you said, that knowledge, man, that's just yeah. That's going to help you out no matter where you go in life, especially in your career. So.
I think it's important, though, that sometimes I find people think this program is international development. Or when we use the word international,
mm-hmm.
we just have
right.
to be careful, because
mm-hmm.
this
right.
is about how you, in your work, managing or leading a credit union, can do that better.
Yeah.
And the
right.
execution of that, the operationalization
right.
of the value. Some of that, yeah, like with the onion, will be about how that relates beyond your immediate area that you impact and influence most directly.
Mm-hmm.
But it is very grounded in us doing better at running our own organizations and being part of this broad network. And it's just to flag that, because I think sometimes we hear international and we go to, oh, it's about international development, but it isn't. I mean,
right.
you can gain international exposure and experience and knowledge by
yeah.
going and being part of programs elsewhere.
Right.
But the point of going to your home program is figure out what you as a leader can
mm-hmm.
do
yeah.
right.
through your credit union
right.
and where you can have improvements. And it is grounded in tough stuff. Like, it's complex. It's, we're tackling all the pressing issues of today that are relevant, and I've heard a lot this week too,
mm-hmm.
climate crisis,
mm-hmm.
ESG,
mm-hmm.
diversity, immigration, changing communities. All of those layers are part of these programs as well. So
mm-hmm.
to make, just want to reinforce
yeah.
it's practical.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's about
yeah.
being better at what you
that's
do.
The best. Yeah. Yeah.
And that's just, I think, an important message in terms of the why. It's not, it shouldn't be like, oh, that would be a nice to do.
Right.
This is like an
right.
important to do.
And
right.
I like that.
Right.
I like that.
Yeah.
Here's a scenario for you. Okay, so the Canadian DE started in 2017, right? So can somebody go back? Because obviously the curriculum evolves and changes, like you said, with what's going on today. So our world's going to be completely different 2 or 3 years from now, based on the speed of business and the speed of technology and stuff like that. Can somebody go back, or how can somebody go back and go, you know what, I want to get an update on what's going on in the industry? Can they do that, or get a little a mini refresher
yeah.
course or something like
well,
that? Because things are changing
yeah.
so fast.
I think every program is adapting to that. So again, back to the fact that Canada DE is embedded within the International Center for Cooperative Management.
Mm-hmm.
So for the last 20 years, not just 2017, we've been doing education and a journey of education from, you want a webinar, you want a one-day course,
yeah, yeah.
you want to do an experiential study tour to some of the hot spots of cooperatives like Emilia-Romagna in Italy or Mondragon, Spain,
mm-hmm.
you want a certificate, diploma, master's, like that already is our spectrum of education that
okay.
we offer. And,
okay.
The Canada DE program now is a new stop on that journey, or a place you can enter into. So we offer all of those other things.
Mm-hmm.
If you want a refresh,
mm-hmm.
well, maybe you want to come in February to Costa Rica when we're doing our sustainability and cooperatives tour.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
So there's various ways. And I think just generally, SDE programs seem to take on that challenge as well. So it's typical that there's workshops. It might be a day or two tacked onto a conference, or they're on their own. Africa launched an advanced DE program. Mm-hmm. So each of the program is trying to figure out what are those refreshes. Mm-hmm. Or you can refresh also by being, if you're a real keener and you really commit to DE, coming back as a mentor.
Yeah.
So those opportunities are for those folks that really show the passion and potential and interest in the whole journey within DE. So I think there's tons. And this is also another way in to go, oh yeah, I'm serious about credit union cooperative education. Wow, now I actually have access to some of the best people that know what's out there. Again, back through to the global DE network.
Yeah.
Us, the seven programs being interconnected and hopefully knowing what each is offering and doing. So if you, you know, those who want to tap into the DE workshop that I know is planned for Texas in October, it's like the Canadians that I really want to go do that. Well, that's a potential opportunity.
Yeah, no doubt.
Tons of opportunities.
I bet. Yeah. Mike, you want to add to that or you want to expand on that? I mean,
well, I think just one thing I would add, you know, based on just so much conversation that's been happening in Vancouver these last few days, there's truly an appetite to grow additional DE programs around the world in places like Brazil, Latin America.
Yeah.
So I think this is just the beginning.
That's good.
Of global DE in terms to continue to build relevancy, build connections, build network, build multiple touch points that DEs and non-DEs, you know, who become DEs, can really engage in with to get that differing perspective of how cooperatives function, both similarly, but also very distinctly different in different parts of the world.
Mm-hmm. Indeed, indeed. Yeah, I think the message here is never stop learning.
Lifelong
education
learning
is always a good thing,
right,
and it just benefits us all for sure. All right, last question. Where can folks find out more about these programs? Obviously, it's probably a website. Mm-hmm. We can go to Woku's website and,
yeah,
and find out about
Worldwide Foundation for Credit Unions, doglobalgood.org/ICUDE.
Okay.
It's an ever-evolving web microsite off of our website that will have up-to-date information about the seven DE programs, and then any upcoming both DE classes or workshops, both in-person and virtual, will be listed on that website. And then we'll be continuing to update content on the clear steps on how you can become an ICUDE. And then we anticipate the 2024 portal to open. Usually opens right after the first of the year.
Okay.
So in mid-January, we'll reopen the portal. We always review the application with the DE directors to make sure things are staying relevant and updated. And then January to April is usually when we have people apply to become an IQ'd.
Good deal.
And then we'll celebrate them in Boston in 2024.
All right, even better. We'll put those links in the show notes so people can get right to it. So yeah, if you guys are interested, which you should be in these programs, we'll have all the links in the show notes. Karen, anything?
Well, I would add again, just as we were talking about the center I manage, managementstudies.coop.
Managementstudies.coop
domain.
Okay.
Management studies is where within it the Canada DE program lives, but also the spectrum that I was listing before, and other resources as well, things that we do through our center, and you can find me there too if anyone wants to
even better
connect with either of us if they missed anything or want to be connected with one of the other programs and has any challenges doing so. Please get in touch.
Good deal. I love delivering messages like this because it's again, there's just so much upside here, so personally and professionally. So thank you so much, guys. Karen, thank you so much for hanging out with us for a few minutes. Mike, as always, good to see
you
again, and look forward to the next conversation down the road.
Absolutely.
Be well, keep up the good work, alrighty?
Thanks, Mike.
Thanks,
you guys for watching. Well done.
Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stearns' new podcast, Despite Impossible.